From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the president's July 2011 date for starting a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan should not be seen as an exit strategy.
This is a transition that's going to take place, and it's not an arbitrary date. It will be 2 years since the Marines went into southern Helmand. And that 2 years that our military leaders believe will give us time to know that our strategy is working.
Appearing on ABC's This Week and other Sunday talk shows, Gates said he expected the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan would remain significant for 2 to 4 more years beyond 2011. Addressing questions about Osama bin Laden's whereabouts, Gates said the U.S. has not had good intelligence on the al-Qaeda leader's location for years, but bin Laden is widely believed to be hiding in the mountains along the Afghan-Pakistan border. An American service member was killed by a bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan this weekend. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
The U.S. military says the service member was killed while on a foot patrol Saturday. No other details were released. Meanwhile, NATO officials called in an airstrike on 6 militants who they said were planting bombs along a road in Lahman province to the east of Kabul. The officials say Afghan and coalition forces later found the bombs and destroyed them. In the south, a Marine-led operation in a vital district in the province of Helmand entered its third day. The Marines say the goal of the operation is to cut off Taliban supply lines in the district, which was once an economic center in Helmand. So far, Taliban fighters have not offered much resistance, although a Marine spokesman says the latest offensive yielded several weapons stockpiles. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Copenhagen is preparing to host 2 weeks of international negotiations on climate change. The meeting is expected to draw the heads of state of up to 100 countries. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Hopes were initially high for this meeting, that Copenhagen might go down in the history books as the meeting where the nations of the world finally agreed to a treaty that would address climate change. But progress has been slow on a number of issues. Countries are still trying to agree how to share the economic pain of reducing emissions, though the United States and China, the world's largest emitters of greenhouse gases, have both put some initial numbers on the table. Developing countries are demanding some financial help. Their economies are growing quickly, and so are their emissions. President Obama and nearly 100 world leaders are expected to attend. The nations of the world first agreed to tackle the climate change problem 17 years ago. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Meanwhile, protests have erupted this weekend in Europe and other parts of the world ahead of the climate conference in Copenhagen, and there were reports of some arrests. This is NPR News. 2 days after a boat collision in the Nile River Delta, Egyptian authorities are reporting no fatalities and no missing passengers or crew. Two passenger vessels collided Friday at the northern end of the Nile. NPR's Peter Kenyon has this from Cairo.
To Egyptians long used to hearing news of transportation accidents, the initial reports were sadly familiar. One ferry capsized and the other sunk in a collision near the port town of Rashid, with dozens of people unaccounted for. There were even unconfirmed reports of bodies being recovered from the river. But 2 days later, authorities say after searching more than a mile of the river, no bodies have been found, and the police are not reporting anyone missing. Officials were waiting to see if any family members reported anyone missing because the private passenger boats didn't keep good records of how many people were on board at the time of the collision. The official state news agency reports that the captains and owners of the two vessels have been ordered detained for questioning. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Internet connections in Iran are being slowed down or blocked completely ahead of student protests tomorrow. Organizers say the government is trying to prevent the political opposition from communicating. Riots broke out in Athens, Greece today during a march marking the first anniversary of a police shooting of a teenager. Dozens of people were arrested. President Obama is expected to visit Capitol Hill in about an hour to get Democrats united behind a health care overhaul bill that he and the Democratic leadership want approved before year's end. The party is divided over certain provisions addressing abortion, public-private insurance coverage, competition, and cost. The plan's price tag is estimated to be $1 trillion over 10 years. This is NPR.